Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
That's the reason why I threw that word in there, confidence, because a lot of people lack confidence because they're all the time struggling with it, all the time struggling with it. So let's go ahead and get into the four reasons why they're important. They improve and maintain the self-esteem and the self-worth. They literally maintain it that way by setting these boundaries. You better understand your personal limits and zones of comfort. They provide opportunities.
Wait. Stop right there. You said. Okay. Read that one again.
You better understand your personal limits and zones of comfort.
Well, there's a reason I stopped you there, Rafiki. Because for someone to know that, you know what they must be? In touch with their emotions.
Exactly.
Which is another struggle.
Exactly. Which I fell into that category with my water being frozen and I'm starting to unthaw it. By allowing myself to feel in the moment, because it's okay to feel in the moment. It's okay to get mad. It's okay to get upset. It's okay to cry. It's okay to do that. And if you got to go to yourself and look at it, look directly to yourself in the mirror and start telling yourself this and allow them tears to flow, you are starting to allow yourself to feel.
Rafiki, you sitting up here saying it's okay to cry and it's okay to have emotions. Dude, I'm a man.
What
you mean, so what, Rafiki? Since I've been growing up.
You was programmed that way, that's why.
Wait, but since I've been growing up, that you fall on the ground, what they say? Get up, boy. Stop crying. Be a man.
Here's the thing about it is, you was programmed that way. Men were programmed not to feel feelings.
Boy, what you sitting over there all emotional? You better suck that up.
It don't matter. All right. We was programmed, so we got to deprogram ourselves.
You trying to make me a metrosexual, Rafiki? Trying to make me acknowledge emotions?
I ain't trying to make you. No way. It's up to you.
But you just sit up here and said we got to know our zones and all that. To know the zones, somebody got to be in touch with their emotions. And you just sitting up here saying to be in touch with your emotions, you got to be able to cry and be able to share your emotions and all that stuff. And let it go and release. And I was taught men ain't supposed to do that.
That's because we was programmed that way. Mm. Just like females that were programmed to feel all the emotion. And we was programmed to be logical.
It was females programmed to be overly emotional?
I don't think they was programmed to be overly emotional. No.
Mm. All right. I got a question. Do you think females have been taught proper release of emotion?
No.
And neither have men.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good save, Mental. Good save.
And neither have men.
Thank you for saving us some hate mail. I ain't trying to sound like Kevin Samuels up here.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay for both parties.
All right.
To learn how to release the proper way.
All right. What else you got?
They provide opportunities to practice healthy communication. So when you're setting your boundaries, you are allowing yourself to better your communication skills in a healthy manner.
Rafiki, you know I have written down here on my page.
What do you got?
Can we have that tough conversation in a loving way?
Most definitely.
That's hard, Rafiki.
It might be hard, but it's okay.
How does somebody approach? You sitting up there says it's hard, but it's okay. And you just told us a story about it took you 2 weeks to have a conversation with somebody. You heard it, mental.
But see, the thing about it is, sometimes by doing what I did, by going within myself and communicating with myself, it allowed me and it opened up the healthy way to communicate.
Is it easy or hard for you to have that tough conversation in a loving way, mental?
For me, it's hard. It's hard. I get it off, but it's hard to do.
Well, especially for somebody with the motto, fuck your feelings.
Exactly. It's hard because...
Wait. Did you kind of paint yourself in a corner with that a little bit?
I didn't. I don't think I did.
But as far as having that tough conversation in a loving way, you did.
I mean, yeah, because... It's
okay to hear this question.
The conversation is way enough.
Do you have to come out of character to do that?
Yeah.
Mm. So, in all actuality, it's not you protecting your boundary, it's you coming out your castle and jumping over your fence and going meet the other person on the other side of the fence. Or did you let your moat down and let the person walk over the water with the alligators in it? and the sharks with laser fins on top of it.
Oh man, no, it's cause like, you know, like, because the conversation is already going to be tough enough to have, like, you know, whatever. If it's that tough, all right, the least I can do is not come off aggressive or even overly aggressive. If we're going to even sit down and have this conversation.
You just brought up a word, mental. What's the difference between being direct in a conversation and being aggressive? Because what if somebody, you know,
I think aggressive would be, you know, like beating a dead horse, you know, continue going back to the same point, you know, directly just boom, I said it once, now we on to the next point. And then, you know, the next point, then the next point. Not just sitting there, we stuck on point one for 30 minutes and I'd have repeated the shit 25 times. You know, I think that would be aggressive.
So, Rafiki, that's your current practice right now, learning how to have that tough conversation in a loving way?
Yes,
and
sir.
And being okay with it?
Yes. Because the very next one is you learn how to say no to something or someone and not... I'm gonna do this one more time, and not feel guilty.
Hmm.
See, in the past, I would always feel guilty of having those tough conversations. And every time I would say no to somebody, I always feel guilty. But like I said earlier on in this, you know, podcast, I had to learn. When I didn't like, want to do something, I had to literally say no. And that deals with my own family. I had to literally tell my niece, literally had to tell her no, because she just wanted me to take on 3 dogs and I can't have them. So I had to literally say no. And I didn't feel guilty about it.
Rafiki, mental, do y'all know what the 2 hardest words are to say?
One is no. And the other one, and the other one would probably be yes.
Correct. Yes and no are the two hardest words for people to say. Yes to something and no to something.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So to sum up everything that I just said, it was actually broken down into a meme by somebody. That right. person sent it to me, so I'm gonna go ahead and read it. By the way, shout out to Terrell for sending it. Send it to me. So,
what up, Terrell, Mr. Leo?
So think of the word boundary. All right. Beware of what is unacceptable and normalize saying no. Do what is best for you and know that it is not your responsibility to sacrifice yourself or others.
Hmm. Well, since we giving shout out quotes, here's one from a friend of mine. Goes by the name Lisa. You have to train people how you want to be treated.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.